It is Sunday morning. It's Wendy Snyder here with you on 720 WGN. And we are going to talk fashion, which I feel funny saying because I really am not into fashion. By looking at what I wear, I'm relaxed. We have Melissa Carter joining us from Cameo Vintage in Winnetka. Good morning to you.
Hey, how are you?
Yes. I have to tell you, I was listening to John Hansen's Your Money Matters.
Yes.
And I heard you on the air with him, and I pulled over to make a note to myself, Cameo Vintage with a K.
Yes.
Because I wanted to look up your website. It's CameoVintageStyle.com. You just really impressed me because I love to look cool.
Yes.
I think I look cool.
Yes, I think you do too.
Well, it's one of those things that, like, I like to go for comfort.
Yes.
And yet I like dark eye makeup and I do my thing. But how do we figure out what our style is? Is it just what appeals to our own eye when we look at ourselves in the mirror?
I think it's a couple of things. I think it's like where you're at in life, what makes you feel the most confident, as well as what's the most cool. So I think finding your style is carving all of those pieces in your closet that do not work away. So a lot of people keep things that they'll never wear again, and they don't know how to style them, and it holds a memory from 10 years or yesteryear, and they're just looking at them. So they're not Christmas ornaments. It's clothing. It's fashion. So just transitioning those things out and restyling what you already have is definitely the way to go. And that's how you find your style.
Well, it's whatever's on top of the laundry basket is
that
usually my style. Seriously, all right, Melissa, I'm going to fess up to something.
Yes.
I don't mind doing laundry, and I actually enjoy folding clothes, but I don't have room in my drawers because working in radio all these years, we used to get free T-shirts all time, from rock bands and stuff.
So cool.
I can't purge things, and there are things in drawers. My husband is guilty of this too. He's a Star Wars fan.
Oh, wow.
So he has a lot of Star Wars stuff. I bet you he has four drawers of Star Wars T-shirts.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't want to get rid of them. What do we do? Do we put them in a box and throw them in the attic and open up our drawers? What do we do?
You know what? Facebook Marketplace is actually really cool for that. There's a lot of younger people that like to resell T-shirts, or you can do that as well. Or you could take your favorite ones out and pair it with like a high-waisted pant and a heel, and then
look at you.
Throw on that leather jacket and a fabulous scarf, and you have made it a full outfit. It's no longer trash.
All right, how do you go from, oh, I've got a bunch of T-shirts in a drawer, to making it look so hip and stylish? How did you start doing what you're doing?
You know what? I grew up on the North Shore, and I think everyone is very similar. So I started thrifting in about sixth grade before it was cool. So I used to go down to Belmont, to Hollywood Mirror.
Do you remember a place called Flashy Trash?
Yeah, Flashy Trash.
Yeah, I went there.
That was like my stomping ground. And I just did not want to look like anyone else. I knew from a very young age, without visiting New York, that I was going to move to New York and I was going to make it in fashion. And that's just what I did when I graduated from college.
Well, good for you.
Yes.
I went to those places, too. I had a style going. all right, I'll share. It was in the 80s.
Yes.
I had half my head shaved and then, you know, really big. I don't know how I got
Boy George-esque.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know how I got my hair. I couldn't do it again if I tried. And I like big. I don't know how I did it. I ratted it and, you know, back combed it and sprayed it and went. I think I kept Aquanet in business. And then I would go to thrift shops and I would get men's like a blazer.
Yes, that's very hot right now.
And a black mini skirt with black leggings. Not leggings, leggings. Showing a little bit of ankle with a black ankle boot.
Not an ankle. Yeah, that's very in. I recently went to Paris, and that is all you see the young girls wearing.
Really?
You'll see petite women wearing 44 men's jackets and like really fun, you know, skimpy dresses underneath. And then if that's not your style, just high-waisted pants, like the ones that I can't breathe in today.
Yeah, you slipped off the chair.
They yes, are, exactly.
I saw something that they're called rib cage. Levi's makes a rib cage jean. Yeah, is that because they come up to your ribs?
So it's... It really kind of snatches in your waist, which is great, but it's like eating, maybe not.
Or bending.
Bending, sitting.
The things you won't have to do at all.
Normal human things are a no.
We are going to take a quick break. Listeners, 312-981-7200. We want to talk about fashion, how you find your fashion. Can you mix fashion and comfort? I'm going to throw that out there right now. You can, right?
Absolutely. So my claim to fame is styling CEOs. And I think what's really interesting is that there is a lot of women in the C-suites now. Back in the 80s, 90s, there was a few of us, and they're really changing what it looks like to be a female in business. So working with a couple, you know, not saying any names, but working with some really high-end woman, it's fun to be corporate and chic. You're mixing your quirky style with your corporate style and still showing up as your own. And I think that's been the most fun part of my journey. Yes, starting in thrift and, you know, moving into reselling and doing pop-up shops, but really focusing on women's wardrobes and curating their closets and showing them, let's see what you have in your closet. Let's get rid of the things that do not serve you. They'll then come to the Cameo Vintage showroom, and I'll pick out vintage items to fill in those holes. And if we can't find those things, then we'll go to, you know, Oak Street, or go what I call off the rack. So it's a good way to teach a woman how to dress, to not have her rebuying things just because it's a, you know, a designer, but like buying things with a purpose and having some intentionality around it. So that's kind of been my claim to fame, and it's been the most fun thing about what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds great. We'll talk more about Cameo Vintage. You can go to CameoVintageStyle.com. Melissa Carter is on the air with us. You just reminded me when I did get, it was like a men's, like a hunter green, big, boxy.
Like a Carhartt jacket.
No, this was like a blazer, like a men's suit coat.
Yes.
But then I also saw, and this was years ago, God, it was so fun too. It's just, I'm having a flashback and a good one.
Yeah.
It was this black chiffon sleeveless dress that I found.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a little insert in the back that kind of, like a little
train.
But
yes.
Short.
Yes.
And I would pair that with my black ankle boots.
Yes,
and
you and these black ankle boots, honey.
Yeah.
That's your staple.
I gotta get back to that.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we have some questions. We'll get to those. Melissa Carter with us. Cameo Vintage is in Winnetka, 874 Green Bay Road, and open by appointment or by chance.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes, sometimes I feel like a nut and sometimes I don't. I'm just kidding. No, I'm just sometimes doing a lot of off-site creative direction and styling.
Right.
And I get really fidgety just sitting and waiting for people. So
yeah, I don't blame you. Yes. So do people reach out to you at CameoVintageStyle.com, Cameo with a K, and arrange an appointment time and everything?
They arrange an appointment, and that is too. I also like purchase people's wardrobes as well. So they'll arrange an appointment for that, and then also when it comes to style, I do a 15-minute consultation that's complimentary to see what your style goals are. I do work with women that are ready to purge. I am not a licensed therapist. So people who are not ready, we are not a fit.
Yeah,
because,
got it.
Yeah, you have to be able to let go and move into that other point of success in your life.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. 312-981-7200. If you have questions for Melissa Carter, we are here for you on 720 WGN. Sunday morning, Wendy Snyder here on 720 WGN, and we are talking to Melissa Carter, who has Cameo Vintage, 874 Green Bay Road in Winnetka. What describe your Cameo Vintage store and what
Sure.
you have?
So I have a lot of offerings. I call it, it's vintage, but it's really pre-love. So I truly collect style, and everything that I collect has been loved by their previous owners. So it doesn't matter what designer it is. It doesn't matter what era it is. If I think it's cool, then I want it.
I love that. Yeah. And I'm sure you go to estate sales. And
I actually get anxiety at those. I feel like, you know, I am a fashion girl. And when I go to estate sales, I will walk out with like a bowl. Okay. And I'm like, this is not even my wheelhouse. So what I love is going direct to clients. So through word of mouth, I've been able to cultivate just like some really fabulous older women on the North Shore that are either moving into a different phase of life and they don't want to just donate their things to the Goodwill. They truly want another woman to enjoy it.
That is great.
Get some more mileage out of the piece.
I love that so much. We have a question from Lori. You'll have to throw your headphones on for that.
I get to throw these on. I'm excited.
312-981-7200. Hi, Lori. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. We have Melissa Carter here. You have a style question for her?
Melissa, I bought this really cool gold-on-gold vertical stripe little shift kind of dress that I wore to a wedding.
Okay.
But I was invited to a 1920s-themed dinner theater.
Oh, fabulous.
Okay. So I adapted this gold dress by, I bought a shawl.
Okay.
And it's kind of a lacy-like shawl with... It's in a dark cloak color.
Okay.
With like beads woven right into the fabric.
Ooh.
And it went amazingly well for this 1920s themed dinner that I went to.
Okay.
But what do I do with the shawl that's not costumey?
So there's a couple of things that are trending with shawls right now, and one is called the belted shawl. So that means you would just drape the shawl around your shoulders and take a belt or scarf and tie it at the waist. So this will create kind of like a cape or wrap silhouette. Because of the color and the beadwork, it sounds like it would be great for resort wear. So maybe like a bikini cover or just tying it around your waist to cover the bottom half if you're, you know, sensitive about your, you know, your body in that way. You can also do a shawl as a top. It just depends what age demographic you are when it comes to that. Sometimes the way you tie a shawl around yourself, it could look really cute if you kind of tie it in the way of a tunic. Now, there are plenty of YouTube tutorials. The fun thing about radio is I can't physically show you, but there are so many ways that you can tie a shawl and get so much more mileage out of it. I do think when it comes to purchasing your first designer piece or your wow piece, it should be something like a shawl or a belt. But to your point, it can be hard to kind of imagine what this looks like, being that it's cold outside and you probably don't want to put on a swimsuit to try
Right. Well, Lori, thank you so much for your call. It's just amazing to listen to you. Well, you could wear it as a bow. You could wear it as a, you know what to do with everything. Someone has texted in 847 and says you wear 20% of your clothes 80% of the time. Would you agree with that or close to it?
I absolutely agree. So there's pieces that are one and done. So you buy this really fabulous piece to wear to one event. And in the age of social media, once it's photographed, it's like, I can't wear it anymore. So they're absolutely right. And I love fashion. I love style, but my closet is not filled with things that I don't wear. I kind of have a rule. If I don't wear it in 90 days, then I really consider...
90 days.
Well, let's just face it. I mean... I have a very active lifestyle, so if it's something that's just sitting there collecting dust, I'll either bring it into my showroom to sell, or I will put it in my showroom, and if someone, you know, asks about it, I'm like, well, if they're willing to wear it now, then I don't need it.
Yeah.
They want it more than me. But it really just kind of getting rid of things that you do not wear, that you do not like, that don't fit. Or if you say, you know, I was a size 2 and now I'm an 8. If you don't have a gym membership, you're probably not going to be a size 2. And nothing's wrong with that. But like, give it to someone else. The inevitable is going to happen when you leave something in your wardrobe. Because things are made with either natural fibers or synthetic fibers, they're going to start breaking down, especially vintage. And what you will find is the things that you treasure, they will become tattered, they'll have holes, furs will start getting a smell, and you will only have, only option would be to throw them away. So it's actually really important to give that piece a second life.
We have about a minute left, but you had mentioned you don't have a lot of clothes in your closet. Most women's closets are busting at the seams.
Yes.
I mean, it's everything I've seen. It's like you only kind of need a handful of things and you just mix and match. Is that how it works?
So I... my theory is, what would you put in a suitcase? If you were going on an international vacation, what would you bring? And usually you should be bringing only basics, really great jewelry, and a belt. So my closet is filled with a lot of basics, and where I do invest most of my money when it comes to my closet are those things, are those finishing touches. They're easy to travel with. People can't deem what era it came from, what collection it came from, if it's designer. And also, if you're going to a fabulous place, you're going to shop anyway. So why bring the weight with you when more than likely you're going to bring weight back?
You are the voice of reason. You make it sound so easy. Melissa Carter, Cameo Vintage. It's with a K, CameoVintageStyle.com. You can make an appointment and then go visit her at 874 Green Bay Road in Winnetka. What a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure to meet you as well. I'm happy to spend my Sunday morning with WGN.
We love it. And we'll listen for you again on John Hansen's show.
Yes, please do.
Excellent. All right, news coming your way next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.